This I believe. Martin W. Clement has devoted his life to transportation and public service. He has been with the Pennsylvania Railroad Company since 1901. He started out as a rodman, and from there progressed through the ranks into executive positions. In 1935, he became its president, then chairman of the board, and now, at the age of 72, continues as a director of the company. Here now is Mr. Clement.
I have lived my life with men, free men, workmen, the men who man the great American industries. I found I had to know these men, their hopes and fears, to know what I am and what I believe. To them, the right to the pursuit of happiness is the right to a job. A job with all the rights and privileges that go with employment, a home, a wife, a family, and a future. Show me the man with a good wife, and I'll show you a good employee. Show me the man that is close to his faith and his private life, and I'll show you a good citizen. I believe in the faith of my fathers. It was our fathers, yours and mine, who came here from many lands to worship their God as they pleased. They came here for political freedom, religious freedom, economic freedom, and carved out a new world from the wilderness around them. They bred an indomitable race that determined to be free and trusted in God, from whom they received the rights that they wanted to save for their children. I believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and a belief in God are inseparable. That so long as I live in the faith of my fathers, I will be free, and when I give up my belief in my God, I will not be free. As I see it, there are two faiths in the world today. One a supreme being, and the other in a supreme state. The one believes in the individual, and that he has received certain inalienable rights from his God. And the other believes in the state, and that the state shall be all things to all men, and direct his life in the service of the state. I believe in individual responsibility. This country of ours has grown, I am convinced, because of a willingness to assume individual responsibility. My own experience tells me that it's a sense of insecurity that makes young men push forward. It was a hope of a self-created security that gave me the urge and the zest to live. When I place this responsibility on the state, for every measure of security I obtain, I give up an equal amount of freedom. To place the entire responsibility on the state would be to give up all freedom. One of the many happinesses that have come to me is my faith in people. Yes, I've been fooled, let down, seen disloyalty, just as all the rest have. But by and large, most men want to be good, want to do what is right, want to assume their responsibilities. I have lived and worked with men from nearly every nation of the world and find that all have the same hopes and fears, the same desires, the same ambitions. They all get some satisfaction, as I have, from overestimating their capacity, and the same pleasure from realization, be it a promotion, an increase, or a vacation. Behind most of them is a desire and a will to do, and a hope for tomorrow, as it has been for me. A home, a wife, a family, the desire for these move me, as I believe it does all men. And a belief in God and love of country bring happiness. It has been my experience that there is some good in all men, more good in the most of them. Let them see the right as right is, and they will follow the right. I believe in my fellow men.
That was Martin W. Clement of Philadelphia, director and former president of the Pennsylvania Railroad Company.